1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Just gone 6 a.m. in the world's most TikTok city.
Yeah, yeah. Woo!
Chris Fade. Pretty Malik.
Big Rossi.
Turn up the
man. Hey, it's Camila Cabello.
Oh, what up?
This is Ed Sheeran on the Chris Fade Show.
Hey, Dubai, it's Rita Ora.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Don't stop, get it.
The Chris Fade Show.
Mike's on.
Virgin Radio.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, Wednesday, August 17th. How you all doing? I want to try something. Who's got access to the Chris Fade Show Instagram account here?
I got it.
Can you give it to me for a sec, Brett? Yeah. I want to try something right now. Good morning. We're live, as we said it. Not a beautiful day. I'm just so happy that the sun is trying to come out. The sun is there, people. It's nearly there.
The sun is there. I see it rising.
Sun is shining.
The sun has got his hat on.
Weather is
sweet again.
Make your body move.
Make you want to move.
Your dancing beat.
Feet.
Yeah. To the rescue.
Here I am. Beautiful.
I just took Pretty's phone because I've got the Chris Fade Show Instagram account. Didi just messaged you.
Didi.
Who's Didi?
My sister.
Oh, I thought it was Mr. P. Diddy.
Yeah, she's often talking to P. Diddy. I want to go live on our Instagram. I just want to see who is up right now.
Like, you want to go live now?
I want to go live. Okay. We've never done this. I thought about it the other day. This is what I think about when I go to bed. I am on an iPhone. I don't know what
I'm
doing.
Give me the phone.
Okay, no, I got it. Okay. All right. So let me press. Okay, we're going live. So if you will, I just want to see who's up right now, 6:04 on a Wednesday morning. If you are up, I want you to go to your own Instagram, go to the Chris Fade Show, KRISFADE Show, and I just want you to view us. And tell us if you drop a comment to say that you're listening and that you've heard this. I want to do a little like test. I'm doing a scientific test right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're live right now. If you go on there, you're going to see my ugly head right there as my mum. It is not ugly.
It's very beautiful.
Please stop putting yourself down on the radio. Everybody's on social media. All right.
Media.
Rossi says, I'm listening. That's fantastic. Thank you, Rossi.
No problem.
Okay, so we got it. Okay, yo. Okay, I get
We've
it.
We've got loads of
it.
People.
Hind is listening. Hello, Hind. Yatin, hello. Extreme Planner, you sound like I need you at my house. Awake and Listening, Cornell, Staying Fitness. A lot of the guys and girls are up that are training, obviously.
Yeah.
It's Nam Faror, Sayed. Okay, so this is cool. You guys are up and about. Vesta, if you're on right now and you're listening to the show, get onto Instagram. Follow us, but go to our live chat right now. Chris Fade Show, go to our live feed. And I just want to see Hassan, Avinash. Good morning, James. How are you guys? Mr. Brightside, what up? Brian is in the house. Andrew, this is great. Okay, we got a good little team happening with us on the live right now. We've got a huge show coming up. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours, all right? We've got that coming up, obviously, with the pop quiz. You don't want to miss out on that one. Pretty gossip as well with you coming up real soon.
Everyone needs to stop what they're doing.
Why?
There is a single Hemsworth brother.
Oh, the one that we had, the other one. Luke?
No, it's not Luke. There's a single Hemsworth brother. Everyone get ready.
We're going to find out. Okay, cool. We'll find out.
Yeah.
And Nala's walked into the studio.
Because she said it.
She just wanted to be on the live chat. That's all she wanted.
No, I think she heard that Chris Hemsworth.
I said a Hemsworth brother is single and she wanted
I reckon it's Liam.
All right, Rossi, what are you bringing to the show?
Don't know. Just myself, really.
Just yourself. Awesome. Okay, yeah, I love that. Okay. Yeah. First caller of the morning. Who are you? You may be watching us on the live stream right now on the Chris Fade Show Instagram, but are you going to call us right now and be our first official caller? You could do it here as well if you're watching. Give me a call right now, okay? You literally kick off our entire morning. You, the first caller. We will get you on right after this. I'm going to stay live on the Chris Fade Show account for a moment. Pretty just wants her phone back. I'm sorry, Pritt. I can't.
All right, what are you doing?
Let me play the next song. There it is.
Why don't we all swap phones and hold each other's phones?
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
It is.
All right, Gary Gazza out there taking photos in the desert. We love him. What's up, guys?
Hey, what a beautiful morning it is this morning, guys.
Hey, is it cleared out there in the desert? Is it cleared out?
It is absolutely amazing. I'm so glad the dust storm is over.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Yeah, if you don't know Gary, he takes sort of like wildlife photos in the desert, and they're absolutely remarkable. Remind everyone of your Instagram page.
Some of my other page got deleted, believe it or not.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. I've tried to get hold of Instagram, and no reply.
What?
And, just keep trying. It's happened to a few of my friends. How long ago did you lose it?
It's about 3 weeks ago. But you know what? I am not fazed. So, you know, I'm not defined by my Instagram account. You know, it is just another great opportunity to post my better pictures.
Good on you, mate. Good attitude to have. But listen, if you do want that page back, just be persistent. They do eventually get back to you, and you will probably get that page back. But, it's unfortunate. What have you seen? Yeah. What have you seen this morning? Anything out there wildlife-wise?
Oh, have a look at my reels. I've got a picture of two owls sitting on my motor vehicle. But read the caption. It is absolutely hilarious.
Okay, so what's the new Instagram page that we need to see?
Yeah.
It is Desert Wildlife Me _.
Desert Wildlife.
M-E.
M-E.
_. I think that's the dash bit at the bottom.
You should just be
I got you.
Yeah, I got you, Gary.
I got you.
Gary Burns. Let's go to the reels here. Oh, yeah, that's I don't see the owls. I might be on the wrong page.
I've got Desert Wildlife Emmy _, and I've got two barn owls. Is this your old account? Or no,
that's the new one. If you check in the messages as well, I think I'll adopt your link to that.
Yeah, we can't get into your messages. Okay, but cool. I like it. Listen, brother, you have a great morning and keep doing what you're doing. I love the attitude and the positivity, all right?
Great stuff. Thanks for the great show, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, bro. God bless you. Yeah, I know. His photos are crazy cool. Hey, Beverly.
Hi, good morning.
Beverly, I'm going to use you as a test right now. I apologize.
Okay.
I've got this new... Oh, there it is. Oh. I've just got this new system that I'm just testing to see if it works. So give me 1 second here. Just give me a second, Bev. You there, Beverly?
Yeah, but I can't hear you very clearly.
You can't? Okay, hold on. Sorry, he's just in the toilet at the moment.
What is happening?
He's in the bathroom. I'll go and get him.
No, don't go get me. Hold on. All right. Okay, I've worked it all out, Bev. Thanks. It says here that you're getting to the gym.
I am. Yeah, I'm standing outside the gym, just about waiting to get in.
Can I ask which gym and where you're training at?
It's the Rays gym at Jumeirah Island.
Okay, what's it called? The Rays.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that one. That's great. What I love about this
it's
city.
A new one.
Yeah, this city in this country, there's a new gym opening up every single day. And there's 17 paddle courts opening up every single day.
Correct.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Because there's a demand for it, Kristen.
It's right there. We're such a fit city. We're such a fit country, aren't we? Mm-hmm. What will you train today, Bev? What will you do?
Oh, I'm going to be lifting weights. I love lifting weights. Cool. And I love the feeling of feeling strong. So.
Yeah. Oh,
cool. Good on you.
An arm workout.
There used to be this thing about women not lifting weights many years ago. It was like this.
Such a myth.
It's such a myth. I know a lot of my friends are girls that lift weights, and I mean, what they said, what they get more out of it.
Yes.
Than,
it makes you leaner.
Yeah.
Than,
But that's how, when I lost, I lost 30 kilos many years ago, right? And everyone used to think, oh, you're just doing cardio. And I said, you know what? I'm barely doing any cardio. I was just lifting weights a lot, right?
Apparently that works.
Because it burns as many calories as doing cardio.
Cardio for years and it does nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Like, and then you might lose some of the weight, but I feel like it was like that floppy. Like I was just losing weight. I wasn't
you
lean.
Toned.
I wasn't toned. You know, come feel my abs now, pretty. You'll be surprised.
I'm okay, thank you. I'm good.
Awkward.
Beverly, you're amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you guys do.
Thank you, Bev. We appreciate that. That's really cool. I like that. No, pretty. Honestly, come.
No, I'm good.
Feel my abs.
No,
come here.
I'm good.
Yeah, there you go.
That's such a lie. That is your ring on the microphone.
No, it's not my ring on the microphone. That's my right ab.
No.
I've got 17 of them. That's it's a lower one. No. All right. I'm warning you now, Natalie.
Hi.
I'm half a coffee in, and I am. Hold on.
Hold on, we're just in the airplane.
My microphone. Let me fix.
Hold on one second.
No, because I'm. We're hot. We're.
Just hold on. We haven't landed yet.
It's my mic. It's my mic. Okay.
Hold on. What's happening?
This is
what's
going awesome.
Hello?
Nope.
Can you guys hear that? Sounds like I'm in an airplane. I don't know what that is.
We haven't landed yet.
Let me just clear it.
Make the announcement.
Well, no, because what I want to do right now is highly annoying. I know that. I know it's going to be highly annoying. And it's probably everything that you shouldn't be doing on a radio show. But guess what I'm going to do?
You're going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it. I've got this new feature. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, with my mouth only, I'm going, because I've got this sound ready. Hello? I'm going to create like a morning affirmation.
Affirmation.
Like a song, though, like a sound. So turn your radio up wherever you are around the country right now.
Yeah.
Today's going to be a good day, and this is going to help you. It's positivity.
Have we landed? Has the airplane landed?
Yes.
No.
Well, this is very annoying.
I can't.
Sorry.
Guys, you have to remain very silent throughout this. This is going to be a journey. This is going to be about 90 seconds.
I don't want to go on this journey.
Everybody, turn your put your headphones on, listen. Guys, in your car, turn it up. Yep. No matter where you are right now, turn it up. Here we go. I'm doing it all with my mouth.
Okay, go on.
Turning you down because you're going to ruin it. That is your morning affirmation.
Now, in radio, you've got to be really thankful for your microphone and your job. Never take advantage of it.
A what?
Your microphone. I feel like you've just done it.
I'm nope. So confused.
That right there was going to kick off. This is only... It's 6:21.
This is too much.
That is only for the... If you wake up before 6:30, you deserve that.
Oh.
And I want to say, well done to you.
Hollywood status. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
Gonna talk about this Rust movie incident first. So a few months ago this happened. Alec Baldwin was shooting a movie called Rust. They were actually rehearsing a scene where he was holding a gun. He was meant to shoot it at the camera.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the woman behind the camera, Halyna Hutchins, was shot and then killed.
Horrible.
From that bullets. For some reason, there was a live round in that gun.
No idea.
And, you know, the investigation has been ongoing since then. On that day, it was declared an accident, but the FBI has just concluded an investigation, and they found that there is no way the gun went off without Alec Baldwin pulling the trigger. Basically putting the blame on Alec, saying he is the one who pulled the trigger, which eventually killed Halyna. Now,
but it's got a blank in it, right?
But here's the thing. So Alec has always maintained that he never pulled the trigger on that gun. He believes there's a way it fires without you actually pulling the trigger.
Okay.
It's something called fanning, where you pull...
Yeah, you pull back on
pull back. He did a podcast with Chris Cuomo, basically explaining...
Oh, Chris Cuomo, yeah, he's back doing his own little podcast.
Yeah, so Chris said, how does a gun fire off without you pulling a trigger?
So if you pull the hammer back and you don't lock the hammer, you pulled it back to an extent where it would fire the bullet without you pulling the trigger, without you locking the hammer. The man who's the principal safety officer on the set of the film declared that the gun was safe when he handed it to me. The person who was the principal safety officer of the film declared in front of the entire assemblage, this is a cold gun. Now, why did he say that? There's only one question to ask here. Who put a live round in the gun?
Yeah. Who put? You know, I was talking to a friend. I actually went shooting when I was in America, right? We went to a gun range, which, you know, I'm not the... Around guns, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? But being in the States where, obviously, a lot of houses have it. My brother-in-law has a bunch, right? Mm. And so we put them in the back of my car and we're just driving down the road. In the back of the car, I've got this semi-automatic and wow. I've got these other things. And it just felt really eerie, right?
Yeah.
We got to the gun range. And I don't even know how, but we got talking about this topic.
Yeah.
And then I asked the question, how did that even happen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they said two things that they believe went wrong. Number one, you can fire a blank and it can actually discharge. Like, it can kill someone a blank, depending on how much it's been packed with ammunition or whatever it is, I don't know, gunpowder.
Mm.
Sometimes they can be packed in correctly and they can be told that they're a blank, but it actually still has some type of force. Secondly, they said that they don't know how it happened because you have to have a safety guy on from the movie set. You also have to have a licensed police officer on set as well.
Yeah.
And both of them go through each piece
to check and make sure.
They all get checked twice. It goes through the police, then it goes through a safety officer, like employed by the movie house. So they don't know how all that happened, but you're going to work as a movie director and a film for someone that's behind the camera. You get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, should he not, he must have pointed it in a direction.
No, yeah, that was the scene. But point at the camera.
You're pointing at the camera. It's not, I don't want to, how do we blame Alec Baldwin? He's an actor. He's been given a gun that said it was cold, that it's good to go.
Yeah, that's exactly
you're an actor.
It.
You fire, even if he did fire it, that's what you're meant to do.
Yeah, it's not on
him. Whoever's packed it. And unfortunately, that woman lost her life, and that's tragic.
So the lawyers are now going back at that finding, and I'll keep you posted on what happened. Some quick good news for Millie Bobby Brown. She's 18 years old, and she's off to college. She's just in... have revealed that she's enrolled as an online student at Purdue University.
Cool.
She's going to be studying human services, so well done to her. And finally, I said, ring the alarm. There's a Hemsworth brother on the market. It's not Luke. It's not Chris. It is Liam Hemsworth.
Ah.
So he was dating this model by the name of Gabrielle Brooks for about 3 years. They got together December 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they've broken up. The celeb life, the distance, the work schedules got to them.
Before that, he was with Miley Cyrus.
Married, yes.
Married to Miley Cyrus, then went out with this model. Ladies, we're just saying, if you want a Hemsworth, there's one ready for
you. He's available.
All right.
Is it? Yeah, he's handsome, isn't he?
Us Aussie men.
Oh, here we go. He's Australian today.
Yeah, today I'm Australian. And we look after you. We'll look after you, okay? We're trustworthy. We're loyal. We're respectful.
Generous.
Liam's eyes. Let me tell you, there is something about looking into Liam Hemsworth's eyes.
Listen, I didn't get the best thing from Liam when we interviewed him.
I did. You know, I put the mic on him.
So
I got the best
Liam, thing. Liam Hemsworth, he was a lovely guy, but we interviewed Liam Hemsworth and Jeff Goldblum at the same... Goldblum. Jeff, I love. What a character.
I mean, he's
legendary.
A veteran actor.
Legendary interview. Amazing. We then go interview Liam Hemsworth. Sorry, could you just leave your handbag behind? Because we think it might be leather, and Liam doesn't want any type of leather around him because he's vegan. And we're just changing the seats. We can't sit on these seats. We're going to go get some other seats that don't have any possible leather in them.
That's true.
I'm like...
True story.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, all right, no problem. And then we sat down, and I felt like he was eyeing me out to see if I was wearing anything that was possible leather.
I know. But if we meet him again, we'll be really nice to
him. You'll never hear this story. I'll be like, Liam Hemsworth, the greatest, yes!
No way.
Virgin Radio, traffic and weather together. Traffic. Powered by McDonald's.
True story, though, remember? You were sending an email to check on your bag before you got there, make sure you're not wearing leather bags and all that sort of stuff.
I think that was when he was going through a phase with Miley, maybe,
I thought it was nice, but I think this is a little bit too much. You're promoting a movie, come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I understand that you have your own point of view and you have your own...
Beliefs,
I get that, I respect it. But when we're doing a press conference, guys, come on, just get in and out.
Mm.
And then the interview was fairly boring, wasn't it? It wasn't a great interview.
He didn't want to talk about it.
You guys are just so jealous of Liam.
Yeah, nah.
Anytime we get a hot guy in as an interview.
No, it's not.
You always have to be like, oh, he was so boring. He was.
Michael B. Jordan, we loved.
We loved him.
But, I think that, We wasn't talking about his brother. He didn't want to talk about his brother either.
Because he's trying to make a name
for
himself.
Yeah, we could have mentioned. And I'm like, mate, I'm Aussie. Like, let's talk about the Aussie guy. We got a bit of audio here. Can we have a listen to this? Hold on.
Yeah, this is usually the stuff in between.
Okay, well, welcome. Have you seen any of it yet?
A little bit. We got here yesterday afternoon and we're staying
so
in the...
Nice.
Burj Khalifa.
That's the tall one, yeah.
The one that you guys
really
destroyed.
Tall one,
destroyed,
yeah. Yes. I've never been anywhere like this place. It's amazing. It's a very interesting city. Yeah.
Let's talk about the movie. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's horrible.
How is that horrible?
Okay. In the morning, Natalie, hi. Sometimes in the afternoon. And some of you living on the edge, even at the evening, like to grab yourself a cup of coffee. You love to get that caffeine hit. Some of you are off caffeine. And I believe if you're off caffeine, it's because you used to be on it and you realize it just didn't do good for you. I want to do a quick little poll right now. WhatsApp us 048715544. Are you a coffee drinker? Do you hit the caffeine or do you stay away from caffeine? I won't even say coffee, just in general. Do you avoid caffeine or do you take as much caffeine as you can get? Mm. Which lane are you in, the caffeine lane or the non-caffeine lane? 048715544. Read this article last night. How much caffeine do you drink every day? How much is too much? Mm. And it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting how much caffeine is in what we have.
Like, right? I think it's, most of the time it's measured in milligrams, isn't it?
Milligrams is where it's at, right? Yeah. So this study came out of the States, right? Mm. The number one caffeine drink in this, and this is basically, they've just gone off the shelves, right? They've gone to the shelves and they said, okay, let's do what we're going to do here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do ones that are basically in cans or bottles right now because a lot of us are smashing energy drinks or having sodas or soft drinks or whatever it is.
We just got a message from someone who's just sent a photo of their energy drink right now.
Right now?
Wow.
What energy drink is it? Is there a brand on it? Let's have a look. I can tell you right now, Red Bull. Red Bull owns the caffeine market with 80 milligrams of caffeine in an 8.2 ounce can. All right,
that's crazy.
8.2 ounce. How big is that? I don't do the
Regular can. I think
it's just a regular. We don't do the regular. We don't do the ounces in Australia. Mm. Jolt. Have you guys heard of Jolt?
Yes.
I know Jolt coming in second at 71.2. Now this is where it got surprising for me. Mountain Dew. Yeah, Mountain Dew has 55 milligrams of caffeine. I had no idea that that had caffeine in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a Mountain Dew with caffeine because coming back from the States recently, everything is just like your regular drinks have just got now added with this, now added with that. Mm. Diet Coke. I drink a Diet Coke.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
45.6 milligrams of caffeine. Dr. Pepper at 41.
My favorite.
Dr. Pepper.
Anyone on those slim, fast cappuccino shakes, you know, with the meal replacements?
Goodness.
You're doing a 40 milligrams. Regular Pepsi Cola, Pepsi's 37.5. Coca-Cola, regular Coke, 34.0 milligrams. And then you've got Sprite and 7-Up. Zero.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Now,
let's move
to our coffees.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
A regular, like, just black type of coffee that you would just, like, you know, a Nescafe or something that you put at the office and you pour the water in, you're looking anywhere between 60 to 100 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay. So that's what I have right now.
So you got a six. So it's less than a Red Bull. It's more than a Red Bull, sorry. Know that. You know, a lot of us are having the drip coffee, you know, that really cold drip, slow drip coffee.
Yeah.
That's peaking at about 175 milligrams of coffee.
Wow.
So that's the highest one, isn't
it? Yep. And what was surprisingly was your decaf. Now, decaf is non-caffeine.
But you're saying there's some in it.
Very small, but there is some. So there's anywhere between 3 to 5 milligrams of caffeine in a decaf as well.
What about tea? Remember you asked me about tea?
Iced tea has 47 milligrams.
Yeah.
And your brewed teas that you're just putting in, it has anywhere between sort of 50 to 60 milligrams of caffeine. So this has come through the FDA in the States, and it's telling you how much caffeine is in sort of a lot of the stuff that we're taking in. So just be wary.
Like every day, you know, I need to wake up a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So you're saying to go for the drip coffee, that's the highest milligrams.
If you, yeah, but you got to be careful. Like someone like you, Ross, after about two coffees in, you get the jitters. We see it. Like Pretty and I, we can actually see.
That's why I literally, in this show, with everything that we do, I actually have to monitor your coffee intake.
to make sure that it's not smashing.
It's not too much.
Kate, are you a caffeine drinker or are you staying away from it?
I'm a complete caffeine drinker. It's literally the first thing I do in the morning is put a jug of coffee on.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, I think people getting up early, we need it. It's so difficult. I don't know if it's a mental thing, but I feel like we do it. So how many cups would then you have throughout the day, Kate?
I'll drink the whole jug throughout the day, so probably about 4 or 5 cups in a day.
Oh, my gosh.
I just normally drink it after about midday.
Oh, that's good. Do you have any breakfast before you put it in as well in your stomach?
Pardon?
Do you have breakfast before you drink coffee or not?
Nope, never.
Straight on it.
Wow.
My doctor, my gastro doctor, Dr. Maz, says it's important to line out your stomach, Kate, before you put the caffeine. It's very acidic. So just beware of it. I have a bit of yogurt just before. Anoush, how many cups of coffee are you having a day, did you say?
I have got 5. I mean, minimum, I would say, if I calculated, rounded up.
And what type of coffee do you drink? A latte, it says.
Yeah.
Man, 5 lattes a day.
That's a lot of lattes.
That's a lot of lattes, yeah.
And
you don't feel funny after, like, you know, cup 5? You're not feeling a bit, like, jittery or, you know, anxious or anything?
Actually, it's 6:50 now, correct? So I have already started playing tennis for the past 35 minutes.
Mm.
So if I don't start with that coffee, I cannot do anything for some reason. But, yeah, no, it's absolutely fine. I feel fine. As I said, I'm more worried about the milk.
Yeah, there's a lot of milk.
You're drinking a lot of milk.
5 lattes. All right, well, there it is. I need a coffee. I need a couple of coffees every day. Like, and like I think many of us, I look forward to my coffee.
Yes.
So I really, truly, I go, nice.
It's an event.
Yeah. It is. It's an event. You know, when I used to smoke, I was a fairly, not heavy smoker, but I'd go through a pack every 2 days. Mm. It was like that feeling, and if you're a smoker now, you know what I'm talking about. Or even if you were, like, it was a little event. Like, I used to get in my car and light up the cigarette, and that was my cigarette. And then, like, after, you know, during a song when the show was on, I'd go up on the roof and I'd just have this cigarette whilst the song was playing. So I feel like coffee is that as well. Like, it's like, grab my nice cup of coffee, have a nice little sip. You know?
Yeah. Makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
Well, let's have coffee drips all round, is it, this morning?
Let's do it! Somebody say hey! Natalie, hi. We want some
money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank. Apply for RackBank World Credit Card and enjoy up to 10% cash back on your travel and supermarket spends, cinema offers, and so much more. Visit rackbank.ae/world. Conditions apply.
Oh, hello, Tala. How you doing?
Oh, my God, I made it.
Oh, you made it. You got through.
Oh, wow. Great.
Nah, you got us on loudspeaker now. We're going to have to go to our next caller. I'm sorry.
There's no one in the car.
Can you get us off the loudspeaker?
Is it really bad?
Yeah, it's horrible. Are you on now?
Is it better?
Oh, so much better. So the busmer who you spoke to earlier on, did she tell you to put us off the loudspeaker?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
We're going into a wormhole or something.
Dear me. For radio, guys, this is the most frustrating thing that we experience every day.
Yeah.
We love you so much. Tala, are you there?
Is it working?
You turn your radio down.
Oh, hey. Sorry.
This is the worst pop quiz I've ever done, Tala.
No, I'm so sorry.
Okay, now.
All right, are we good?
I think so.
Thank you. This is great. Now, this is exactly how it is. I love this. What do you do, Tala?
I'm a therapist.
Well, I'm coming to see you after this, all right?
Great. All right. I'll make an appointment.
Please do. I like that. So you're helping people, though. That's a good thing to do, huh?
Yes.
good thing to do. Does it make? Is it harder?
Maybe you can help me today then.
Is it hard? Is it you hear other people's problems and does it make it your life easier because you, like, I guess you see how blessed you are, or is it harder for you because you take on these worries?
No, I think it's definitely harder. I wouldn't say I look at other people and feel better, no.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I've always thought about that from your side of things. Down the line, I'd love to become some type of therapist. I don't know why. I don't know if I've got the energy to study and get the education. But I would love to be able, I'd like to sit down with people and talk that. I like that.
I think you can do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Tala, 60 seconds is going to go on the clock. If you don't know the answers, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
You got it?
Got it.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. True or false? Maroon 5's Adam Levine is married.
False.
What sport is David Beckham associated with?
Football.
Who plays Batman in the 2005 movie Batman Begins?
Pass.
Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen in which TV show?
Pass.
Finish the Taylor Swift lyric. Shake it
up.
What was that?
Shake it up. No.
True or false? Off. I'll take it. Yes. No. True or false? Justin Timberlake is married to Jessica Biel.
True.
Okay. What female pop star had a small part in the movie 50 Shades of Grey? Rita
Ora.
How many Emirates are there in the UAE?
7.
What is the capital of Sri Lanka?
Oh, pass.
Who sings the songs Moth to a Flame and Blinding Lights?
What's his name? Wait, I know this one.
Saturday, Sunday.
The weekend.
I can't give it to you. It was after the buzzer. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, you can. I knew it. Yeah, you can.
500 dirhams is all yours. Tala, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm deducting 400 for the beginning of this phone call as well, okay? So I'm going to get... No, I'm joking. You've got it. 500 dirhams. What did you get wrong? Maroon 5, Adam Levine is married. Is it Prizlu?
Bihati Prizlu. She's a model.
Christian Bale is the Batman from 2005. 2.5 Men is what Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen in. And the capital of Sri Lanka.
There's two capitals. There's Sri Jayawardenepura Koti. Oh, there's also Colombo, so.
All right, there we go. I'll let Rossi handle that one.
Did I get the weekend, though?
No, you didn't. You were like 7 seconds. You were 7 seconds after the buzzer, and I gave you a clue.
Oh, Tala!
All right, give her the weekend. Yay! 600 dirhams. All right, Tala, legend. Keep doing what you do. Go help people. Thank you so much, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye. That's Tala. Love it. That's the pop quiz.
All the E! News.
First. Naturally high. Pretty Malice Gossip. You're like, what is the breed of Hercules? I always just reply dog. If you ever message me about what my breed is, I always say it's just dog.
Is it because you don't want to reveal the secret?
No, it's just, I just like to say a dog.
You're like winding people up.
Yeah, I just like going dog. And they're like, no, but what is the breed? I said, yeah, little dog.
Little cute dog, you should say.
Either they know I'm joking or they think I'm crazy. Gossip right now, Pretty. What have you got?
Adele is in love, guys. She is declaring it to the world. She sat down with Elle Magazine, did an in-depth interview, and she was asked several times, are you engaged? What's going on? She said, I'm not married and I'm not engaged at this moment, but I'm definitely deeply in love with Rich Paul, who she's been going out for a little bit. I think they moved in together. They have a house together. So
Rich Paul is the one of the big sporting manager of LeBron James. Is his name?
Tell me.
Was he born Rich Paul?
I can check that.
Rich
for you.
Paul, I'm looking as well. Like, from everything that I see, his real name is Rich Paul. His dad was Rich Paul Senior.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's a cool name. Like, he's lucky. I mean, now he is Rich Paul.
Yeah.
But like, you know, maybe he should name himself Super Rich, his son, because between him and Adele, there's some money there.
Yeah, for sure. So that's really cute, and so happy that Adele is happy. Let's talk Kanye West. So he's getting hate online for selling his latest clothing collection out of trash bags. Let me explain. So, you know, Kanye has a Gap collection.
Yeah.
Gap Yeezy collection.
Yep.
So when you walk into a Gap store, they are not displayed on hangers, his collection.
Okay.
They're in these piles of what look like trash bags displayed in the store.
Why?
That's how Kanye's like, I don't want my clothes on hangers. And the sales associates have been directed not to put it up on a hanger. And they've been directed to not help any customer find a size. So you have to dig through the trash bag to find what you're looking for and then purchase it.
We have Gap here. Do we have Gap Yeezy?
I don't think that correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it's here yet.
The collection. Okay.
Correct. I don't think in store. Maybe online.
But I think that's a good idea, though, about digging in a trash bag and all of that. And then I just sort of create some sort of hype.
Know. People are mad, though.
Marketing. Yeah, I don't mind his way of thinking of doing things differently. He is always going, everyone's going right. Kanye will always go left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
There is something there. I'm not sure what, but, you know, you never know.
I don't know. Okay, right. And finally, Brooklyn Beckham is just getting so much backlash. So you know this guy, Daniel Mack, he does the What Do You Do For A Living? So he goes to people who are driving expensive cars, asks them what they're doing for a living to basically have afforded them this amazing car.
Yeah, what do you do for a living? And they're like, I'm a doctor or I'm a real estate agent.
So this guy, Daniel Mack, spotted a red McLaren P1. There are only 375 made of these. It is worth $1.2 million. This one is worth only 375 of them in the world. He went up to the window, didn't realize it was Brooklyn Beckham. So he asked Brooklyn Beckham what he does for a living.
Oh, this is going to be great. All right, Brooklyn Beckham, father is David and Victoria.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, man, what do you do for a living? Your car's awesome.
I'm a chef.
You're a chef?
Yeah.
Really? Are you like the best chef in the world?
Trying to be.
What's your chef name? That's a thing.
My name's Brooklyn.
Okay.
Chef.
He's a chef. But that's a great answer. Now, can I tell you, this guy that goes and does these videos on social media, a lot of the time, it's pre-planned. Like, some people actually want to be on his video, right?
Yeah, so
I think he gets paid sometimes.
So in this instance, he did clarify. He said, I literally just saw the car. I didn't see who was in it. It was such a rare car.
Yeah, he just randomly. This is just a random one.
Yeah, yeah. So now, Brooklyn is just getting roasted.
But I thought that was a good answer.
Listen to the comments. Okay, so he said, born into a multimillionaire family and now married to a billionaire's daughter, but he's a chef. Not him pretending being a chef got him that car. Brooklyn, please.
Yeah.
Chef, he meant to say daddy's money.
Yeah, but what's he going to say? What do you do for a living? If he said I'm Victoria and David Beckham's son, he would have got heat for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no winning,
but it was just so funny to see. And by the way, Brooklyn Beckham has decided to be a chef, I think, in this year. It's a new thing.
Well, I think Gordon Ramsay and the Beckhams hang out. There might be some inspiration there. But nothing that kid could have answered would have got him good. Like, there's
That's
nothing.
That's true. That's a good
point.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Daddy's money? Like what? I don't know. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We, as a radio station in the country, want to be able to help you guys out. If you own a company that you've started up, owning your own company is not easy. And once you get it all set up, what do you have to do? You got to try to promote it. And, with my brand, Fade Fit, I've got the luxury of being able to obviously do this show, and I've got a good size amount of social media. So for me, I use that a lot.
Right.
But for other companies who may have that and may not have the funds to get on a radio station right now, we want to help you guys out. Mm. So what we're going to do, Rossi and I, as Duvet, the world's best cover band, we are going to create radio advertisements, radio jingles on the spot for your company.
This is the future for us, you know? This is the direction we want to go in.
For Duvet?
Yeah.
We're pretty good like that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what if you've got a start, if you're a startup company, you own a company, give us a call right now. Muhammad is our first call. Hello, Muhammad.
Hi, Chris. How are you guys?
We're doing well, mate. Are you ready to have your company's jingle, radio jingle, on the radio? Are you ready for this?
I'm excited.
All right, brother. Tell us about your business. What do you do?
Well, I'm a personal trainer, and I established my personal training company just a little about a year ago.
Okay, what's the name?
And, it's called Tofiq's Fitness. So my name is Tofiq, and I branded my company's name after my name. It's Tofiq's Fitness.
It's Tofiq Fitness, okay?
Yeah, Tofiq's Fitness.
Tofiq's Fitness, yeah. Got it.
It's Tofiq Fitness.
Tofiq's Fitness.
Is that the same on Instagram as well, is it? It's Tofiq Fitness. Okay.
Okay, all right. So you do personal training. I'm guessing it's one-on-one. Is it group as well?
Yeah, we do one-on-one person training for our clients at their places, and mm-hmm. we do have a affiliate studio in Elkhurst where we train our clients as well.
Okay.
So I have a small team of personal trainers that That's work cool. for me on a freelance basis, and Great. Yeah, we train our clients across Dubai. Touch wood, we're doing good so far. Touch wood.
Okay, good, mate. All across Dubai. You do other Emirates?
As of now, not yet. I mean, being a a single person handling everything is not that easy.
Oh, I'm not judging you, mate. Don't worry. I'm just asking. No, good on you.
They
mate.
Need
good
the info for the commercial,
All right, here we go. We're ready to do it. Are you ready to go, Ross?
I'm ready.
What's the vibe?
Tufik, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm excited.
This is going to be your commercial for your fitness company called It's Tufik's Fitness. Okay, Ross.
I'm ready.
I wish I had a way to save this so I can actually
use We will send it to you. Don't you worry. We'll make sure you get a copy. Here we go. I don't even know the music that's coming
up. I feel like you need to go like something, I don't know, like R&B style.
Yeah. No, R&B, nah, let me... Okay, no, let me just...
You know what? Yeah, no. Yeah.
No.
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 Yes.
No, what about this one? No. You think that one?
Okay. Yeah.
You ready?
Three. It's fast though.
Two. You want me to start or you start?
You start.
Okay. Always you throw me in there.
You asked.
Three, two, and one. You're sitting on the couch. It's time to get fit. You want to get mentally and physically better.
Yeah.
There's only one place to go and we're ready to do it. It's Tufik's Fitness. It's Tufik's Fitness.
Yeah, don't be sleek. Don't be weak. I mean, yeah, get fit with Tufik. It's the business. Tufik's business. It's fitness in Dubai. All right. Yeah. Tufik or not Tufik? That is the question.
Go to Alco's, get your PTs on lifting weights. It's time to change your mind, your mental, physical state.
Oh, yes.
There's only one place to go, and that's It's Tufik. It's Tufik's Fitness.
Yeah.
It's Tufik's Fitness.
Come on.
It's Tufik's Fitness. It's Tufik's Fitness.
Brilliant, guys. This is awesome.
A lot of energy there.
There we go. We'll send that to you, mate. That's done for you, all right?
Okay.
Well done, brother. Well done.
Take that morning.
Love you. Take care. Well done.
Send us a check.
Are you guys all right?
I'm all right. Can you not write? He writes down. He tries to write down things.
He did all right.
He was horrible.
He did all right.
Listen, just let it flow.
I'm trying to give you like four.
No arguing, Duvet.
I was going to give you a compliment saying you're really good at creating a hook. But if you're going to go like that.
Natalie, hi.
Hi. Okay, mine better be good, because this is my first advertisement.
Did you say gooder? I love you if you said
this. She said good, no. Gooder.
Oh, I thought it was like gooder.
Did you hear the one that they just did?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, quickly tell us about your business. Natalie, what have you got?
Okay, I created a doll, or it's in the shape of a dog, and it does yoga. Its bones articulate, and it's to teach kids meditation and yoga moves.
Oh, I love that.
It's a doll.
Yeah.
Well, it's in the shape of a French bulldog.
Actually. Okay.
That's cute.
And what does it do?
It does yoga moves, thousands of them. It's one of the only kinds. It took me 5 years to create.
Wow.
So it's a mechanical little robot dog.
It's not robot, no. It's got like articulating skeleton inside its body, so it's able to articulate its arms, its legs.
But are you manually moving it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, into different poses, yeah.
And it's to help children, you said, right?
Yeah, with meditation, yoga poses. Aww. And it also comes with her own mat, and her name's Lola. Yoga Lola.
Okay, so what's the name of the company again, sorry?
It's called Nat's Kids.
Nat's Kids, like Natalie. Yeah, Nat's Kids.
Kids is an acronym for Karma Yoga Dogs.
Nat's Kids.
You spell kids KYDS.
Correct.
What's your Instagram?
Oh, this is hard.
It's also Nat's Kids as well.
Okay, yeah, this is a difficult one.
I'll send your girls a dog each if you like.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nat's Kids, Bulldog, Kids
Meditation. You got it?
French Bulldog,
yeah.
Nat's Kids. Oh, we need to get a good, like, hook here.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Kids. Time's a-wasting. Yeah, that's cute.
It's too upbeat for meditation.
No.
All right, ready? Okay. All right.
Thanks, pretty.
You want me to start?
I got you, girl.
Yeah.
Just don't. You're already writing down stuff to try to rhyme. Just enjoy.
So are you.
I'm just writing what I need to know. All right, here we go.
So am I. I've only written that's kids.
We're going to direct this to the parents because they're the ones that are going to pay for this, not the kids. Okay, here we go. As a parent, we all want to be better parents. So we want to make sure that our kids are feeling good. There's one way to do it, and that's with Nat's Kids.
Nat's Kids.
Nat's Kids.
Nat's Kids. Yeah, he's a little bulldog. And he'll lie down in Savasana position. He'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
And he's really, really cute. He makes you do yoga.
Best way to teach your kids to do yoga is with Nat's Kids.
Nat's Kids, Nat's Kids.
Nat's Kids is the way to go. If you want to get your kids into meditation, Nat's Kids, Nat's Kids.
Yeah.
Nat's Kids, Nat's Kids.
Ooh.
Nat's Kids, Nat's Kids. Now touch your toes.
Oh. Oh, wow, that's number one.
She likes it. She likes it.
You're welcome. We'll send that through to you, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
I'm singing it already. Nat's Kids, Nat's
Kids. Nat's
Kids.
Should we do one more next, all right? We'll come back next. If you're a startup company and you want to get these jingles made, Rossi and I are making them for you. We'll play them on the radio like we're doing right now, okay?
Yeah.
Ronald is with us. Hello, Ronald.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir. It. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Can you get me off loudspeaker, bro?
I am off loudspeaker.
Okay, but put me on loudspeaker for a second. Put me on loudspeaker.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. I have no idea why the world works like this. You sound great now, man. We're gonna give you a commercial, your business, a commercial. Tell me about your business. What have you got?
Well, we sell personalized dog harness with the name and phone number. It's a no-pull harness, and we do it online. We deliver it to you.
So it's a dog. It's a dog harness with their name and personal phone number. Is it the phone number of the dog or the phone number of the owner?
Are you really asking
obviously
that question?
The owner.
Okay. What's the company called?
It's called Doogie Doo.
Oh, Doogie Doo, that's cute. Doogie Doo.
Love it.
Doogie Doogie Doo. Where are you?
That should be it.
Where do we go to order on?
You go to www.doogiedoo.com.
And that's D-U-G-I?
D-U-double-G-I.
D-U-double-G-I-D-O-O.
D-O, only O, single O.
Okay.
I found you on Instagram.
So it's D-U-G-G-I do. All right, brother. Here we go, dog harnesses. Ross, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's see what music we got coming up. Let's see what... Nope. It's not bad.
Yeah, that was a doogie 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 doo. That'll do.
Okay, here we go. Ready? You want me to start or you start?
You can start.
Oh, man, you always do this to me.
Okay.
All right, here we go. For you, Ronald, let's do it.
Okay.
DoogieDoogieDoo.com.
Yeah.
I said DoogieDoogieDoo.com. Oh, yeah. DoogieDoogieDoo.com. Oh, are you thinking about walking your dog? Do you get a little scared that it could get lost? You don't have to worry right now.
Yeah.
Cause we put the phone number of you and his name, cause it's DoogieDoogieDoo.com. DoogieDoogieDoo.com. Oh. DoogieDoogieDoo.com. That's Doogie Doo. DoogieDoogieDoo.com. That's Doogie Doo. Doogie Doo. Yeah. It's Doogie Doo. It's Doogie Doo. DoogieDoo.com.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother.
Thank you.
He didn't like me. Thank you. Okay. Phone Guy Eddie hanging out with us as well in Studio 2. Hello, Phone Guy Eddie. Nice to see you. Pretty Malik, Nala, and Rossi. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
How you guys all doing?
What are we doing?
All right, I brought you in the studio, Nala, because I want you to be part of this one. We're playing a game that I played on a road trip with my kids. And I realized it was not very good when you're playing with a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. They don't know as many celebrities, and the celebrities that they do know I have no idea who they are because
TikTok stars.
Some like, yeah, it's like Austin McBroomley. I'm like, who?
Austin McBroom.
That's not a celebrity. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go around and I'm going to say a celebrity to start off with. Let's say I say Tom Cruise.
Okay. Yeah.
Tom Cruise. What does Cruise finish with? What letter?
E.
E. Pretty. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to give us a celebrity that begins with the letter E.
Edward Norton.
I was going to say the same thing.
Great work. What does it finish with?
N.
N. Nala?
I'm learning my alphabets.
Naomi Kimball.
Right, Campbell.
Did you say Kimball?
Campbell, my bad. I remembered my mom, that's why.
All right. Oh gosh.
So I've got a 3-second timer here.
Oh, that's all we have.
That's all you have.
Okay.
That's all you have.
I'm ready.
All right?
Yeah.
And as we go, we'll play the elimination game to see who is the winner. The winner will get to meet and if they want to have a relationship with that celebrity. I've organized it. We don't know
which
who the celebrity. I don't know. It depends. Any celebrity you want, I'll make you. I can make you have a relationship.
Yeah. All right. Chris can do anything. He's got a massive, massive phone book.
Thanks, Russ. All right, are we ready?
What's the order?
You weren't listening.
No.
I will start, yeah. Then it will go to Pretty, okay. Then it goes to Nala, then it goes to Rossi.
I wasn't listening, sorry.
All right, here we go. Famous celebrities of any kind. Of any kind.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go, and it begins right now. Michael Jordan.
Naomi Campbell.
Nina Dobrev.
No, L. It ends in L.
You're out.
Okay, yeah. Wait, hold on. My brain went wrong. Yeah. Okay, let's continue. L?
You can't just get it. You lost.
No. You're out of the game. I'll give you one more chance.
Give me one more chance.
Gosh. You're one inclusion of the show that I brought you in and you just failed.
I'm nervous. I never
They tell me not to put Nala on and I say, no, she's great. And then she does this.
Naomi, did you not hear me say Naomi Campbell?
And you just used the name that we just used.
Yeah, but that was not in the rules.
I'm changing it up.
Okay.
Here we go.
Listen to the boss, everybody.
Thank you, Rossi.
I'm nervous.
Shh, everybody right. Concentrate.
Here we go. Three. Yeah. 2-1 Bradley Cooper.
Rihanna.
Anne Hathaway.
Yellow Submarine. I don't know.
Yeezy. Yay. Kanye changed his name to Yay.
Who else is going to begin with a Y? Please give us another one.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah. Oh, I've got one.
Who?
What?
She's fantastic.
Yvonne.
Yalda Hakim.
Oh, yeah. That counts.
That's Maz Hakim's sister, who actually is
a celebrity.
She works on Sky.
BBC. Yeah.
So it's the three of us. You're out, Ross.
Oh, fair enough.
That's how I wanted it anyway. All right, here we go again.
Very stressful.
I will start.
Yeah.
Okay. 3-2-1 Donald Trump.
Peter Griffin.
Nina Dobrev.
Sorry?
Nina Dobrev. She was a vampire diary.
What's it finish with?
V.
Veronica Mayfield.
Who's that?
No idea. She sounds famous.
Also, I said Peter Griffin, who's a cartoon character. Yeah,
this is horrible. This game. I want another go. She said a fake character, Peter Griffin.
I mean, technically he's famous.
Is that from The Family Guy?
Yeah.
One more time.
Okay.
Why are we all dumb?
Like, I've
forgotten every celebrity I've ever thought of. Like,
I am the gossip reporter of the show.
Okay, here we go.
Zen, go.
Dwayne Johnson. One second. Sorry. I'm going to say it, and then I think I'll say the last letter.
Yeah.
So it's easier. Okay? Give me okay.
Okay.
Dwayne Johnson, N.
Neve Campbell,
yeah.
What is
L?
Lionel Messi. Whatever is... Yeah, Messi.
What is the last letter? I am done.
Idris Elba.
Super game to the planet again.
It was your idea.
Everyone leave the studio. I'm just watching... Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin walking through, I think it looks like they're either in Rome, I'm not sure.
They're in Italy.
Italy?
Eating ice cream?
Yeah, and they're just walking the streets.
Okay, pretty. You stalker.
It must be...
I know it all.
It must be hard for them because they have to have two... large security men walk behind them wherever they go. Now, if I was Justin Bieber and Hailey, I would probably... They're dressed in black. You know, they look like... And they've got backpacks on the security guards because it does make them look somewhat like they could be tourists. But I would probably tell my security guards just to blend in a little bit more. Could you just dress like a tourist? Like, just... They're just completely black. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
black,
I get
black
that.
like what I'm wearing right now.
They're in uniform. They're on the clock.
I know, but I think, wouldn't that be sad? You go, imagine you go on with your husband and picture yourself right now if you've got a partner. If you don't, It's all right. You're traveling the world, and no matter where you go with your partner, you have to have two large men follow you. And they're about a foot away.
Yeah, at all times.
At all, hearing what you guys are talking about, you couldn't have conversations.
Yeah, there was no privacy. Like when me, you, and Brent go to the mall.
You're my large men.
Yes.
I was noticing this, and I wanted to bring this up on the show. I wanted to see if it was relatable to anyone. When I ever get on a plane to travel anywhere,
yes,
the one thing that I know that I will never wear are jeans.
That's right. High five.
I can never wear... Now, Brianna put on a pair of jeans.
No, she did not.
Yeah, but they were like... What do they call them? The mum fit?
Yeah, mum. Like what I'm wearing now.
What are they called?
Mum fit.
Mum fit. I said, are you going to wear jeans? She's like, yeah, they're cash. They're relaxed. I said, it's a 15-hour direct flight. I said, how do you feel comfortable in jeans? She's like, no, these are like really comfortable. And then when I got on the plane, I realized that she pointed it out. Look over there. Another girl wearing jeans.
How?
And then I saw this guy wearing jeans. Am I the only one? Pretty, you're with me on this.
Oh, yes.
No jeans on a plane. I cannot wear a pair of... Am I pretty and I the only one? 04-871-5544. You've heard of snakes on a plane? Jeans on a plane?
There's nothing wrong with jeans on a plane.
You don't wear jeans on a plane. Have you worn jeans on a plane?
Actually, he wears jeans every day.
Do you know why I wear jeans on a plane? Because there's always that chance that I may get an upgrade.
Have you ever in the history got the upgrade?
From dressing smartly with a pair of jeans on?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't... Okay, just hear me out. You're on this plane. Yeah. It's uncomfortable as it is, right? To be like, you're trying to find a comfy position.
Yeah.
The last thing I want is the button of the jean and like
that's
the,
right.
I can't wear the worst clothes on a plane. I'm talking tights, loose t-shirt,
yep.
Like sweatshirt. Yeah. I just need to be comfortable.
That's what I think, being comfortable. Like jeans, I feel like I can't bend my knees. Like, I wear tight fit, like slim fit, you know, because I want to accentuate what I've got.
He's a baby boomer.
You know what I mean? I want to show everyone what they're working with when I wear my jeans. So I can't even bend knees. It's so uncomfortable. You know
can't
what I mean?
Even bend knees.
Raluca, hi.
Raluca, hi. Hello.
Hi, Raluca. Now tell us, jeans or no jeans on a plane?
No jeans on the plane, and I could travel quite a lot for work. Yeah. However, I understand Brianna because the mom jeans fit are very comfortable.
Yeah, but she's not really a mom; she's a stepmom.
What right? That doesn't matter.
Hold up. You can wear mom's jeans and not be a mother.
Hi.
Yes, I also wear mom jeans and I'm not a mother.
Same here.
Oh,
girl.
This is absolutely not right. I'll be talking to the Mother Society.
Okay. Let me know what they say.
Well, look, I appreciate that. I agree with you. I agree. Jenny, jeans or no jeans?
Hi, no jeans.
Yeah,
no jeans.
Yeah, no jeans.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Could I really wear them?
Yeah.
Yeah, how can you?
Like, how do you eat? I eat one thing and that's it.
Yeah, it's true. You got to open that button.
I got to open up the top button.
Really? I spend most of my time stood up and walking around anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Random.
Loy, jeans or no jeans on a plane?
No jeans on a plane, mate.
Yeah.
I wear tracks. My legs go up on the seat.
Yeah.
I cannot do that.
No, I agree.
I can understand if you're taking a flight and you have to go to like a meeting or something straight after.
Yeah, it's like an hour flight you can get on or I go.
But a lot of people, what they'll do is like bring a change of clothes. Like I'll see a lot of times on a flight, they've walked on with like sweatpants on. And then about an hour before landing, a girl will go change, do makeup, fix up the hair. That's fine.
I feel like we become a bit stupid when we get on a plane.
Yeah. Everybody does, yeah.
Like, you lose some brain cells.
You know, we did that 15-hour flight, right, from LA to Dubai.
Yeah.
And it was a day flight. We left at like, I think it would have been about 12 o'clock in the day, in the afternoon, right? We get on. This guy sits down as soon as the plane takes off and we're allowed to take our seatbelts off. He takes his seatbelts off. He comes out in his pajamas. I'm looking at the guy. This guy's in his pajamas. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
He's trying to get onto the time.
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing, but I looked at him. And he sets himself up like, you know,
that's
he's
cute.
Got his own little things. And then you got the other guys that frustrate me.
He said, that's my seat. Get out.
Right? Yeah. You know what really got to me? And this is first world problems. I was flying business, all right?
Yeah.
Those business tickets are expensive. The guy next to me fell asleep for about 11 hours, didn't recline the seat back. Like, you do not deserve that seat.
Business class.
Yeah, the thing went all the way back. He fell asleep for 9 hours with it up.
Yeah.
What a waste.
That made you angry.
Maybe he was paranoid about snoring or something.
I said to the crew, hey, why don't you put that guy's seat back? He's been sleeping for a while.
Why are you always so concerned?
And they said to us, no, sir, we don't want to disturb him. He's sleeping. I'm like, but he could get a better sleep. What's going on? We all good?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you good?
I'm concerned.
What are you concerned about?
Well, whatever you're about to do right now.
Because you're fiddling about with this echo again. What are you doing?
It's motivational time right now. I thought we need some motivation in our lives. It's a Wednesday morning. Let's get this going. A lot of you are listening. A lot of you are stressed. Things are getting more expensive. You know, like, how am I going to be able to afford what's going on? Do I have the right job? Am I happy in my job? I'm so stressed out. Like, we all go through that. Don't think that you're alone. So I've got the perfect little motivational speech that I spent days writing, guys.
Well, that's good. Well, fair play if you've written a nice speech.
Rossi, don't trust it.
Here we go. You guys ready for it?
No.
No, I think he's good because he does some nice like poetry and motivational stuff now and again.
I should do a poem book. No one's done that yet. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Maz Hakim.
Here we go.
Go on.
Don't interrupt me, huh?
I'll try.
Okay, fine. Tear me off, by all means.
Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing. Because everything's going to be all right.
More echo.
Everything's gonna be all right. So don't you worry. Cause everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Thumbs up vibe. Ready for the night. Lit like a light. You're about to take a flight.
Wave beats music.
Get higher than a kite, floating on the sky. Look at mama, I can fly. You feel so alive. You're gonna live your best life. Just do. Do just what I like. Get that. Get that. Get that press.
Wow, I'm actually quite impressed.
I was down and now I rise up. Head up and my eyes up. I keep getting wiser. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing.
Did you just write that last night or something?
Yep.
That's really good. You got it pretty. You got to give him that. That was good. I thought that was good.
That sounds very familiar, Chris.
Nope. It's an original.
This is not an original.
That's an original.
What do you mean?
It's not an original.
Yep. What are you doing? Don't play.
Is the original.
No, don't play a song.
Oh.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Guys, this was not scheduled.
Shakira.
This was not scheduled to be played.
And let's listen to this.
Liar.
What do you mean, listen to what?
This is your speech, you stole it. Don't you
worry. It's the same lyrics.
No, it's not.
Don't you worry about a thing.
That's the same. But
yeah, that's the same.
Everything's gonna be alright.
No, that's not.
Everything's gonna be
alright. Alright, thumbs up. Are you ready? Here we go. So
don't you worry.
In a minute.
Don't you worry.
No, mine started with thumbs up vibe ready.
Wait,
for the night.
Okay, let's see.
That's what mine was. This doesn't have it.
Here we go.
It's just that part.
3, 2, 1, go.
Stop the song, guys. Stop it. That was my motivational chat, and they've ripped me off. Who's this song by?
Black Eyed Peas and Shakira.
Who are they?
What?
I've never heard of them.
It's a small group.
Stop the song, guys. We got our family in here. We got Pretty Nala Eddie all hanging out with us. Beautiful stuff. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning to the family, and good morning, Rossi.
Hi, guys.
Chris,
what's that?
Why did you say Rossi separately?
He says that we're not family. We're like just work colleagues.
Yeah, never mix business and pleasure.
So I like to keep everything aligned as he likes to keep it aligned. So
yep.
Welcome to my family, Nala Eddie Pretty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Rossi.
Hi, friends. Good morning, friends. And Chris.
Hi, acquaintance.
Oh, are these
I thought you said we shouldn't be friends.
With what, in terms of work?
You said no friends, just work colleagues.
Work colleagues, that was the word.
Yeah, I've got separate friends that I have outside.
Work colleague.
They're all British, his other friends.
The only reason I like have separate friends because I'm top of the pile over there. Like, I'm the most respected. So like here, I'm just like I'm bottom of the ladder, but outside
you're not bottom of the ladder.
Outside, I'm very well respected.
I'm lower.
Hold on. We're all humans and we're all equal. It's got nothing to do with how much you earn, what you do for a living. We're all the same.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, when I went and visited the Apple office...
Where's the joke?
There is no... When I went and visited the Apple... I went to the Apple headquarters in LA.
Yeah.
Like the big Apple place. And I met a friend. I said, so what's your actual title? Oh, no, there's no titles. I said, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, Steve Jobs, when he created it, didn't want any titles. So, and then I said, but how do you know who you report to and all that? He says, you work it out after a while.
No.
Yeah, he goes, you work out who's getting, like... getting asked more questions and all that, then you realize that's the person to go to. Yeah, really.
But like, okay, let's say there's a director of human resources.
I don't know about the whole HR sort of feel.
Okay,
and
let's
like,
pick another one. The director of, give me
marketing.
A category. Marketing head.
They don't market, do they?
No,
they do, like billboards.
No, but like when I asked him, I said, so what's your title? He says, I don't have one. He goes, and even if you Google it, it's not there. And he's got a fairly large title up there, like globally in Apple. Like he's one of the bigger guys,
but
right?
But he's got an outline of like the role that he needs to play in the company.
Yeah, it's like more about what they do, and that's how you know what... he's in charge of XYZ, you know? Like it's not...
I have a friend who works in the Apple store in Mall of Emirates. I'm going to Google him and see if he's got a title on LinkedIn or something.
Well, no, because that would be different, okay, I think.
That was good. Do you work in a company that you don't have titles or titles are a little bit different? I'd like to hear from you. 04871-5544. I'd just like to know, like, is that where we're going? Is that where we're going to be? Like, do you believe that titles are important? Should we have titles? 04871-5544. I'm just interested.
I'm just thinking about this Apple because now I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. So let's say there's your friend, I'm just going to pretend, is mm-hmm. the director of marketing.
Okay, cool.
So Nala, you and I joined the company.
Yes.
And we're wondering what to do with this marketing campaign.
Well, yeah, you would have.
So we'd like go around asking who needs to approve this.
And yeah,
Eric.
That's right. I think that's how it works. It's sort of like, hey, I've got this question. Yeah, go to Eric or go to John or go to Lucy. Like, that's sort of what they're doing, I think.
He's like, he's in charge, but he doesn't have a title. So like, okay, he's the manager.
Correct.
But
doesn't have the title.
Like he has anything to do with you or like control your
so doesn't have the title.
LinkedIn search there.
Yeah, man, senior man. What are you talking
senior
about?
Senior manager, Apple.
That's your mate.
That's different.
Is that
that's
in the
different.
Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's a store. Like, he's a retail. Like, he works in retail. So
okay.
What I'm saying is, like, in their office. I could be wrong. I mean, no, it can't be. My mate just told me. Like, that's what he told me.
He just said, could be
wrong. Omar, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Mate, what do you think? Titles or no titles for businesses?
It's a bit tricky, but currently we don't have titles. As Freddie was saying, it's sometimes discomfort you because if you have a nice title like a VP or something, your card doesn't have that. But internally, despite the fact that we don't have titles on paper, internally you have grades, so it's still controlled some way.
So hold on, who do you work with?
Imar.
Okay, all right. So that's cool. I like that.
Interesting.
I like Imar's doing that feel as
they
well.
They are different. Like yeah. They're always different. You know?
I went to an Imar office and had a meeting once. We all stood up. It was these standing meeting rooms.
Yeah, we don't have chairs. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have chairs in the meeting rooms.
Well, you can get some off noon.com, you know. Yeah.
No, but then I asked the reason why, and I loved it, and it's because you're in and out,
you're
right?
You're always time talking about your chatting here.
Yeah, it's...
I like that. I like that.
It was such a smart idea that you walked into the meeting, everything was sort of no seats, high tables, and it was to get... What you're done. In there to do and get out. And
that's
I'm like,
crazy.
Wow, that is so cool. Because how many times you go into a meeting and spend 10 minutes, how's everything good? You get COVID? No, I didn't get it. Oh, that person got COVID. Why'd you go on a holiday? I went on a holiday. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, and then she divorced me. She was, she divorced you. What? Then she died. Oh, my God.
No!
Yeah, I get real DM, you know. Yes. Hello, Rossi. Rossi's title, he's now the president. is the president of everything, he said.
No, that's well, I had to give myself my own title here, didn't I?
What was your title?
Director of comedy. Why are you laughing, though? It's legit.
You say you're doing a comedy. I'm laughing. It's comedy.
It's so funny.
But I need to go to the toilet again, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, mate. You see you later.
I'm going.
Go. Bye-bye.
Once I've got to go, I've got to go.
I know. He's like an old man. No offense to old men. He's literally left the studio.
Why, Chris.
Calls himself director of comedy, and then he just...
That's pretty funny, I gotta say. Pretty funny.
But the problem is, it's not like it's planned. This is not...
He's the director of unintentional comedy.
He hasn't scripted the comedy. That's the problem. This is just his life is a comedy. And we are in it. Pretty. We are in it. Hi, Maz.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
You got commercial-free music coming up from 10, which is great. We don't get to talk to you enough. What's going on in your life? What do we need to know?
Well, I have a big operation coming up on Friday.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing? What?
Well, I'm getting laser eye surgery.
I was going to say a nose job, but thankfully I didn't say that.
She doesn't need one, actually.
I know.
As noses go, that's up there with one of the best I've ever seen.
Do you
really?
This is a really weird conversation.
It's really wide.
Going back to what you're saying, you're having laser eye surgery. I did this about 12 years ago. Great decision.
Are you going to get it done at the same place as Chris done it on Alwassel Road, is it?
Why? There's more than one place that does it here, I'm sure.
Wait, where did you go?
Atlanta Vision, yes. Dr. Ashraf.
Yes, I'm going to Atlanta. That's so
weird. Hold on,
weird.
Where did he go? We all went with him, me, Pretty. We were forced to go.
We watched Dr. Ashraf do the surgery on Chris.
And then we aired it on the radio. Do you remember
that? We had the video. We videoed the whole thing.
But it was on YouTube. It's been taken off, I think, because it's gone over 10 years. But Dr. Ashraf is amazing.
Yeah, he was lovely.
Maz, this is... For years, I wore glasses for probably 15 years, and I didn't realize it. But after a while, I was just like, they're annoying.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and if you wear glasses, you will relate to this. You're just about to fall asleep. You're lying in bed. You've got the TV on. You're about to fall asleep, but there's one thing you're going to have to do. Take your glasses off.
Yeah.
And when you take your glasses off,
yeah,
it wakes you back up.
Yes, oh, no. It so does.
So get ready to fall asleep and just fall asleep. It's the best, man.
Really?
Yeah, you'll love it.
I'm permanently just walking around blind. Like, I can't see anything. Like, you're blurry, Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably gives you headaches and all that.
Yeah.
Or is that just working in the same area as Chris, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
What happens if your eyes are going to be like 20/20. The vision's going to be fantastic.
Wow.
And then you're going to see the guy that you're with.
Yeah.
Things could change. I'm just warning you, Maz. Tell Dr. Ashraf I say hello, all right? I'd like to see him. It's from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.